episode of Currently Binging, the podcast about all things TV and movies. If you're listening for the first time, welcome. Make sure you hit that subscribe button on whatever platform you're listening to my voice on. I also take a few extra seconds, rate, comment, all greatly appreciate it. We are discussing season 2 of Young Royals. I don't know why my brain was about to say Love, Simon. I'm also looking at a Heartstopper, what is it, like the show image, as well as looking at like the Young Royals cast, so getting all of the things at once. But anyway, so we are discussing season 3 of Young Royals. This is actually the final season of Young Royals, which is kind of exciting. I know they did like a little special, I can't remember what they were calling it. They were calling it like sending off Young Royals or something like that. They did like, it was like 50 minutes or so long episode where the cast is like talking about essentially, and I'm summarizing just based off of the little clip that I saw, cause I wanted to see a trailer, but you know, Netflix doesn't always give you what you want. And so, from the little clip that I saw, it looks like they're all just like sitting around discussing like, how do we send off like Simon and Willem and all of that stuff. I didn't watch it. I don't know. Maybe I will at some point watch it, but we are going to get right into it. There were only 6 episodes, so it was, of course, a pretty quick season, which is not new because I believe every other season was about 6 episodes. So as was the case for season 2, we are essentially picking back up where we left off from season 2. There was a recap. You all know I love a good lengthy recap, especially when I'm like, okay, what happened the last season? So this is after the speech where Willem was pretty much like, he had been outed in the, like in the tabloids and all that, and had been being harassed because, August had leaked that he was with Simon. And so like they had a whole tumultuous second season, and then it ended with Willem being like, that is me in the papers. I am gay. And like, you're just gonna have to deal with it. And so we come back into this season and it's pretty much the aftermath of it. And so Willem and Simon are trying to navigate being together. Of course, we have to do the whole push and pull of it where it's like, are they gonna be together? Are they not gonna be together? I mean, they really dragged it out. Once we get about halfway through, because while I was watching this, at one point I was like towards the beginning of the season, I was like, is this the happiest I've seen these kids on this show ever? Because it just felt so light and airy and lovey and all that stuff. But of course, there were issues, Simon dealing with just the differences between his life and Willem's life. Willem has so much responsibility. Remember, he was the second born. He was second to the throne. And then his brother died tragically. And then now he is the crown prince, meaning should something happen to his mom, then he will become the king of Sweden. So it's like a very, very different worlds. Whereas Simon, he comes from divorced parents. And we're going to talk about Sarah because, oh my gosh, I had so many thoughts watching her this season. I always have thoughts about her, but this season especially. And I was just sitting, we're going to get to her in a minute. But anyway, and so he's very much about the people, him and his friends who do not go to the same school as him, very much about, you know, I guess in the U.S., I'm trying to find a parallel between the U.S. and Sweden, as I usually try to do with these shows that are based in different countries. But essentially, they are a little bit more liberal against the institution and a lot of just being like, we need to support people, not institutions, like all that stuff. Like, they just don't believe in it. And so we see them dealing with that a lot to the point where Simon is pretty much like, oh, I don't want to be with you anymore. And he's like, I can't do this. And his turning point was Willem's birthday dinner, where, and also in the back of this, I mean, we all watched it, so we know what's happening in the back of this. You have Willem and August, they're doing their whole song and dance that they've really been doing since we met them, especially after everything that happened in last season when the kids know that August is the one who like leaked their business in the first place. So there's just a lot of bad blood there. And August is kind of, in a way, kind of jockeying for to be the second in line for the throne. I mean, if he had his way, he probably would only be the first in line, which we could talk about that when we get towards the end of this season. But we know that after everything that happened, or all the news that happened around Simon, or at least when his parents found out, and they're trying to do, or I guess their, what do you call royals people? the institution is trying to institute and be ahead of the PR. And so they did approach August, at least Simon, or Willem's mom approached August, we like pretty much gave him an offer, be like, hey, you can be second in line or whatever. And so the speech was supposed to be like a test, because they didn't think that Willem was going to be able to do it. But then he ends up like pulling the wolf, I was going to say pulling the wolf. It's like pulling the blanket, whatever, I'm going to use blanket. Pulling the blanket from up under everyone, which blanket is not, now that I say it out loud, is not a good metaphor. Well, by essentially being like, oh, the rumors are true. And so, like, they have their whole thing going on. And also, Willem's mom, I feel like there's just so much, like the traumatic response from everything that's happened this season literally overspilled into the season. Like, every single thing that they went through in seasons 1 and 2, it was like everyone had their emotional reactions this season. Specifically the people who haven't really been on our screens a lot, and it was very interesting. But in the midst of all that, like, Willem's mom is essentially about to have a, I don't even know what you call it, like a breakdown, essentially, because she's properly grieved her son, and then she's also dealing with the current I don't call it a situation, but she's currently dealing with her second son, who's being very resistant and is like, I don't want to do this, I don't want to, and she's feeling like, oh, is he not prepared? So it's just a lot of emotions that she's dealing with as well. And so you have all that going on in the background, but then on top of it is Willem and Simon being like, oh, I can't do this, and then going to that dinner and seeing Willem like flip shit on his parents, and Simon being like, I feel like in Simon's head, he was like, if I did that to my mom, I would literally not still be speaking. And so that one, he was like, okay, I can't do this anymore. Literally left him crying in the bed on his birthday. He was like, I'm not about this life. I can't do it. And so that's kind of like what's happening with them, which is like our main characters. But then we have like all this other stuff that's happening on the sidelines. The school is going through so much drama, and it's kind of been there simmering in the background since season 1, because we know Willem's brother went there. He was older than Willem, duh, because, you know, he was first in line for the throne. And we know that while his brother was there, and I know I wrote his brother's name down in here somewhere, and I will find it, because you all know I got my notes. But while his brother was attending the school, which I'm not even going to attempt to try to say what the school, Hilska, something like that. I'm totally butchering it. But while he was attending there, we know that August was the first year. And so I think that, or not I think, I know, because they say it, August class, they're now the senior or the third year class, is really hard. The whole school thing, it's not hard, but I get tripped up because they only go up to year 3, whereas if we think about high school in the U.S., there's 4 years, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. So it's always like, what is that equivalent to? Because they're all like the third years are 17 or no, I just think it's like delays. It's been their what would be their freshman year, and I'm probably butchering this, so don't take my word for it. But I'm pretty sure what would be equivalent to the freshman year in the U.S. Like they're not at this boarding school. They're like sophomores up. I believe. Anyway, I always do this when I talk about these schools. I'm like, okay, I try to be like, oh, how does it work in the U.S. compare? But I always jack it up. So anyway, so they find themselves in the midst of chaos and scandal. Because someone has come forward and was like, hey, FYI, I was essentially what we would call haze. I think they still call it hazing in the show, at least in the English dubbed version. But I was hazed. I was like emotionally, mentally attacked. And there's like all these issues happening at the school that have just kind of been simmering under the surface and no one has addressed them. And so once that becomes public, then they get this new principal that shows up who's about to, like, she shut everything down, took the phones, cut the events. Like, she came in like a wrecking ball and was like, you're done. No leeway, no nothing. But it brings me to Felice, because Felice has been here since season one. Like, we see Felice. Felice is Black. And I think watching it, we know that she's Black, but I don't know that it's ever been addressed that she's Black. And this was the first time I feel like the show has actually set and talked about race. And then in my notes I put, but not seriously enough. Like, it was kind of like, oh, it was like a blanket, not a blanket statement, but she said it along with a bunch of other things, like kind of alluding to it, but then being like, oh, I'm Black, but then kind of like not making it bigger than, like, had this been a U.S. show, like the race thing would have been very, very prominent and I think discussed a little bit more seriously, to be like, no, there are differences. Like, she is being treated differently. She talks about compare herself to one of her friends, where it's like, oh, I always get called out about like my hair when it's not in a ponytail, versus you don't get called out, like, speaking because, you know, she has and I'm not sure if Felice is supposed to be like mixed race. I really don't remember what her mom looks like. I feel like we met her mom before, but we did see her dad this season, and he's Black. But she talks, so pretty much referring to the texture of her hair, she has more of a curly, I say more curly than coily, curly texture than the other girls, and where a lot of the girls had like more like straight hair, maybe wavy hair, whatever. So like that was the first time I feel like in this series we've addressed race. I also feel like I saw, and I put this in my notes, I feel like I saw way more Black background characters than I've ever seen before. And I am being for real, because I noticed, like, you know, hello, surprise, I'm Black, in case you didn't know that. But I feel like I noticed those things, especially if the main cast is not that diverse. Which a lot of the times, like some of these shows that aren't like based in the U.S. or even in the U.K., a lot of times they aren't as diverse as if you were to compare them to one of the U.K. or U.S. shows. But, and so like you notice when it's like, oh, okay, they may not be as diverse. But then you kind of, this show, because Sarah and Simon are not white, and so you kind of be like, oh, okay, and then Simon's friends are not white as well, and then you're kind of like, oh, okay, and you kind of forget about it, but it was very noticeable that they got new background characters, and a lot of them were Black. Like, we went from not seeing any to seeing so many of them. It was very, I don't know, for them to lightly gloss over the whole race thing being one of the reasons why Felice, because she's one of the people who gets called in to talk to, I think, the board or whoever showed up, to be like, oh, there's nothing wrong Adhelska. I don't know if I'm saying that right. But you know, everything's great. Everything's hunky-dory. And then she even calls it out when the principal is, like, picks her or chooses her. She's like, oh, did you pick me for this specific... Even that being, like, not straightforward to be like, oh, did you pick me because I'm Black? So I don't know. I don't know. It was very interesting the way that they decided to go about that. But we also do see, like, Felice and Sarah's relationship kind of play out, where we leave off with them, they do leave off as being, we can assume, friends, because we're going to talk about the end and, like, all of our assumptions of where these people go or what happened to them. But I don't know. It was very interesting. And then I feel like we got way, even though second season, we got a lot of Sarah, because we're going to talk about Sarah for a little bit. And we got to see, like, Sarah and August's relationship. And then kind of like the end of that, once Sarah found out that he was the one who gave all that information to the tabloids. And, she, you know, Sarah is straight to the point. She's like, doop, 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 doop. Like, she can cut you off and not talk to you. It's easy for her. She can tell you straight as it is. It's just like something about her. Like, she cannot take nonsense. So it's like, if it sounds like BS, she's going to tell you it sounds like BS. And she's going to be like, essentially, you need to get over it. But where did I put this? Because the whole time, and I don't know that we ever talked about Sarah's father or Sarah and Simon's father. Like, we get references of him, and we know that Simon, like, tried to reach out to him, I believe, season one. And we just know, like, their relationship is not that great. We know that he was an alcoholic, and he also abused his medication. So we do know that he was, like, on medication, because Simon was selling his medication. Like, we know he sold it to August, which we did open up. I'll go back to that. We'll put a pin in that. The whole, like, negotiation of them, Simon and his mom, not going to the police, because Simon's mom, she was not with the shits this season. But we're gonna come back to that. I thought I would find it in my notes. I know I wrote it down, but essentially we know he's taking medication. I believe he has ADHD or something like that. And so I don't know that we ever addressed previously before this season that Sarah also has ADHD. At least I don't recall that being discussed, at least at, like, length. I mean, these are six episodes, so it's only so much you can discuss, especially for, like, kind of these secondary characters, if you will, even though Sarah's come a long way since season one. And so in the whole entire time you watch Sarah, you're like, there is something going on with this girl. And even as I was watching it towards the end of the season, even after finding out, like, oh, she also has ADHD, like, I don't know. I'm not a doctor or, like, a psychiatrist, so I can't diagnose people. And at one point I was like, is it just the way that the dubbed voice is coming off that is making it seem like there's just something else that's going on there? Because it can't, like, there's just no way that it's only ADHD. But what do I know? I don't know. And so she's always just been an interesting character to me, because I'm like, is there something that they're not telling us? And then when Simon is finally like, or I think her father, one of them, pretty much is like, oh, you don't have to worry. I think it was her father. You don't have to worry about being like him or something like that. Even though you both have the same disease or the same, not disease, the same condition. Is that a condition? I can't think of the exact words, but something along those lines. And I was like, oh, okay. I mean, at least we're addressing that there is something happening there. Mentally, I just wish we would have did a little bit more there, because then I think you kind of, it changes your, at least it changes my perspective of Sarah, especially season two Sarah. But again, I just feel like there's more there, and it just, I don't know. So it was very interesting. We do see her, because we know she was talking to August, and August is like, is not handling it well. he's one of those people who becomes very dependent on a person, and he was very dependent on Sarah and was just like, every time he saw her, he wanted to talk to her. I was just like, I don't have anyone to talk to. I need to talk to you. Even though he literally ruined her brother's life and she turned him into the police, and he's still out here like, Sarah, take me back. Take me back, Sarah. Take me back. And then they have the whole moment at the end where they like kiss again. He's like all happy the next day, like, oh, we're back together. And she's like, no, no, we're not. I mean, yes, I kissed you, but that doesn't mean anything. Sarah is a savage person. It's so funny. But I couldn't deal with her like moping around at her dad's house when she didn't want to go back home. And she's like, oh, you know, I'm just gonna make the decision to go live with my dad that I pretty much said I didn't want to speak to and tell my brother not to speak to, but I'm gonna go live with him. Which she kind of like in a way exhibited some of the same behaviors that he exhibits when he's trying to figure out like the right medication, or like once he starts taking medication again and when he starts to mix it with alcohol, like there is that crush there. And I think that she kind of had that a little bit as well, because she was ready to throw her whole life out. It was like, I'm not going back to school, I'm done. But she did finally come around, and we did get to see like at least the positive from her going there, is that like it leaves the door open for them. For at least there to be some communication, and we got to see her get her license and all of that. So I don't know. Sarah was an interesting person this season. But I did say I was going to put a pin in and go back to the whole negotiations, because that happened pretty early on in the season when essentially the royals were like, how much you want? Like, we're giving you a reasonable amount of money to like drop this and not pursue charges against August. And Moms was like, excuse me? she was not having it. She was like, no, there needs to be some consequences, because he literally like kind of ruined their lives in the way. Also, I mean, if this was the US, I'm pretty sure that would count as like explicit sharing of like underage sexual content. So I would think that that would be something that at least should still stand in like another country. I don't know how it works, but I know here if it happens, you go into jail, you end up on the list, all that stuff. Even if you're the same age as the people whose content has been shared, or even like a high schooler, because there's been cases similar where kids have found themselves in a lot of trouble from doing that. But anyway, so I thought that was funny, because Mom was like, no, we need a little bit more than this. Like, we're going full throttle. And so I was like, yeah, no, let's dial it back. But yes, yeah, because they were trying to get them to settle with 1.2 million crowns. And Mom was like, no. Okay. And then, so have we talked about everyone that we want to talk about? We talked about August. You know, he was dealing with the whole, no, we didn't really talk about August. We talked about him a little bit in relation to Sarah and Willem, but we didn't really get to talk about him alone. Because they're all shut down, so he can't do all the things that he normally likes to do. He clearly has an eating disorder, which I feel like, or like not even eating, like body dysmorphia. Like there's a mixture of unhealthy conditions going on with this kid that I feel like they didn't fully address in a teachable way. I don't know. Am I expecting too much from these shows? Because I'm just like, the race thing didn't do much. The body dysmorphia / eating disorder didn't do much. Like, he literally told, when they had the whole, like, shut-in sleepover thing, and everyone was like, oh, I'm so hungry, da-da-da. And he makes the comment around, like, food, where it's like, oh, it'll be fine, or it goes, or something like that. Clearly has an eating disorder. I think someone even, like, made a face like they were like, wait, what? And don't even fully address it. This poor kid. which is interesting to say in relation to him. But my gosh, he has so many issues. He needs all kinds of help. I don't even think that he needs to be someone who's being considered to step into the role of being like the king of the country or something like that. Because he has body dysmorphia, he has eating disorder, and then he also is like a perfectionist. And is even when he was talking about, oh my gosh, what was he talking about? Where he was like, oh, we got to be, like, this is going to be my, when he was talking to Sarah or something like that, when he read his letter, because they did the first year, their futures, like, first year students do their future letters where they write themselves a letter, or where they write their future selves a letter that they will be able to read during their third year. And he read that to Sarah, and some of the stuff in that was just like, he needs to see somebody. Like, seriously. Like, the more that I watch this season, the more I was like, because sometimes I watch these and I'm always like, oh, would I let my kid watch this? Or not kid, but like a teenager or something like that. This is one of them shows where I don't even know that I would let them watch it, like, with parental supervision. Because it's just like a lot of heavy things that were just kind of scattered throughout that were never fully addressed or acknowledged. It's just very, very weird. So yeah, he needs some help. And so, because I'm like, I'm about to will it into the end, but I want to make sure I got everyone. We also have like these side characters, the girls, who we got to see more of, who we didn't really see in previous seasons, because Felice was really pretty much hanging out with the other girls who she boards with. And we have like the two girls who clearly were having a relationship, and then they try to like do a little something with Simon's friend to like try to cause jealousy or whatever. But that was never fully seen. Some, you all know, I love me a short season of TV. I really do. But then sometimes I feel like when you put so many things into a show or into a season that you know you don't have enough time to explore, I feel like you do the show a little bit of a disservice, especially because, like, granted, Young Royals is mostly about Willem and Simon. That's fine. But if you're going to have themes in there around race, eating disorders, mental-related diagnoses, like, we need to be spending a more than just a passing breath on them, for real. Because, my gosh, it was like, we get the little wrap-up where it's like, oh, they sail off into the sunset, and we can make our own, I mean, that's the ending, we're about to talk about it. They sail into the sunset, we can make our own guesses about, like, how their future ends up panning out. But at the end of the day, a lot of these kids got some serious things that they're dealing with, and I don't feel like it was fully addressed as well. I do think that the principal coming in and being like, oh, I'm going to take all of the phones away, and so cutting them. And then that was another thing I was thinking about, because I was like, do they not have social media? Like, this is current present time, right? So I feel like, why isn't social media playing a bigger role in this series just overall? But I don't know, maybe it's because, like, I was gonna say, maybe like social media isn't a big thing in Sweden, but I find that hard to believe. So I don't know, it was just very weird. But anyway, we get to the end. Essentially, Willem tells his mom, he's like, listen, this isn't the life for me. I don't want it. I've never been asked if I want it. I have lived my entire life up to this point thinking that I would never have to ascend to the throne. And now all of a sudden it has been thrust upon me and I don't want it. And they let him go. And we see, because Felice and Sarah, like, they're like, oh, we can be friends. Like, I know there's a lot going on. They essentially are like, we're going to be friends again. They're riding off. Simon has pretty much been like, you know, you're not my person. I can't do this. Like, even though we got to see them have like that little moment, that final moment where they were spending like time together and they're like laying there in the woods and then they're in the water. It's like, oh, this is a sweet moment to kind of give like some closure to things. It was like the morning after the final party of the year or whatever. I was like, oh, this is a sweet moment to give like closing, like for them to have closure, because I think that's what they both were looking for. But after that, I was just like, so I was like, deuces. I was like, got in the car, riding off with Sarah and Felice, because Sarah's like, I don't know where I'm going, because Felice was supposed to go to New York with the girls. But she was like, I think I was just trying to look for something to do because I didn't have like my friends. I'd rather go and ride off and do whatever, because Sarah's like, I think I'm just going to drive. I've never been anywhere. So it's like, what are the two, oh my gosh, the two women who, I can't think of it. I'm not even going to try, to think of it, but Shirley and Louise, it's something like that. Louise and I'm completely blanking, but anyway. And so then after Willem tells his parents that, he jumped out the car, he sees the car rolling past. Cause at this point you're like, there's no way. They're, because you're at like the last minutes of the season, and you're like, there's no way that they're going to leave it like this. We're not going to get the happily ever after between Willem and Simon. I mean, is realistic. You all know I love me a realistic storyline, especially when it comes to young relationships. But also, this is the final season. I just can't see them sending them off that way. And so we get to see Simon run after the car, and the car keeps going. I was like, oh, wait, are they really going to do this? Like, they're really going to give us the harsh reality. That they do not end up together. But then we see the car stops, and then Simon gets out, and Willem's like, I quit. I won't be a royal. He pretty much quit, and I'm pretty sure he was like, because they were looking at August, and he was like, there's your king, essentially. It's like, it's not me. Give it to the one who wants it. Which was kind of the conversation that August had. But right before that was like one of his classmates who was in his class. Because they were like having a whole moment of like, one of them was like, oh, FYI, I'm gay. And the other two, the asshole one. And then, I mean, they're all, August is kind of asshole too. But also August was like, oh, I mean, that's fine, whatever. And then August told them about like, oh yeah, I'm pretty much being trained to be second in line to, or essentially I'm going to be Willem's spare. And then they had like a whole conversation where it was like, well, I mean, I guess if you're second in line, like you don't have that pressure or whatever, but like, imagine if you're like, he was like, or he, what did he say? He's like, it's better if you before, because you were just like a friend or like a, not a friend, like family. I think he's like a cousin or something like that. He's connected to them in some way, but it's like, you're just family. You're in the circle, but you don't have any responsibilities, but now you're going to have responsibilities. And is it better to be in the circle and have responsibilities, or be in the circle and not have the burden of like essentially having to be potentially lead the country? And so I thought that was very, very foreshadowing to Willem being like, well, FYI, that guy over there, he wants it. Give it to him. I don't want it. And so August is going to be in for a very, very big awakening for sure. But we see Willem, Simon reconnect. Willem's like, I turned it down. I'm not doing the whole crown thing. Literally, I get to be a kid. I get to do whatever I want. Let's run off together. And they literally drive off into the distance. And it's pretty much left to the audience's, it's left in our hands. And we can pretty much say what we think happens to them in the future. I'm going to believe that they, you know, rode off and did a lot of traveling and living together. And just were like, got to actually truly be happy, because I feel like, I mean, of course, you know, real life, it's probably some trials and tribulations, but for the most part, I feel like their first year was just hard, so I think they deserve to have a little bit of happiness in the future. So that was season 3 of The Young Royals. Again, the final season, everything wrapped up with a very much interpreted how you will type of an ending, but a happy one. Nonetheless, so I want to know what you all thought about season 3 of Young Royals. I thought it was like a great way to wrap it all up with some minor issues, as I mentioned before. You know, some of the things that the kids battled throughout the series, I don't think was fully handled in a way that I would have wanted to see. But you know, at the end of the day, we got to see Willem and Simon end it all together. And I mean, that's the least you can ask for, right? You got to get your whole closing story or the end to the story. So let me know what you all thought about season 3 of Young Royals or the series as a whole. And I will talk to you all in the next one. That's the end of the episode. Thanks for sticking through it to the end. Be sure to follow me on all the social media platforms at Currently Binging on Instagram and at Current Binge on Twitter. Also, hit the subscribe button on whatever platform you listen to podcasts on, and I'll talk to you in the next one.